Oh, and the sexual harassers. You can't forget the sexual harassers. Ay, ay, ay.
Charming industry.
Yes.
Oh, in technology news. You're going to love this.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Questions of privacy rights were raised when police in Largo, Florida entered a funeral home and attempted to unlock a cell phone with the fingerprints of a deceased man. As part of an investigation into the death of Linus F. Phillip, who was killed in March during a traffic stop, police tried to unlock the man's iPhone by holding his hands against the fingerprint sensor. This method of unlocking only works for 48 hours, so police were unsuccessful. U.S. courts allow a Fifth Amendment exception for devices protected by fingerprint scans, and there are very few search or privacy rights for the dead. Phillip's family found the act disrespectful and criticized the funeral home for not informing them of the police's use of Phillip's corpse. Do I need to tell you that this was a black man who was killed by police officers during a traffic stop?
No, you don't.
Who then came in and grabbed his corpse and tried to open his iPhone.
That still may be the most terrifying thing that I've ever heard, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the kind of stuff that you see in movies, you know, where they chop somebody's hand off and hold it up to the sensor.
Honestly, I was watching, I was trying to remember how the last season of Orange is the New Black ended. And so I watched the last three episodes, and there is an episode where they chop off someone's thumb to use their fingerprint for their... That is absurd. Absurd and so incredibly disrespectful. Like my father, I believe you know, my father was an undertaker for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was in the 70s and like late 70s and early 80s, I believe. But I can't in a million years imagine him doing that, even if that technology actually existed at the time. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Perfectly legal, apparently, but, you know, this is another one of those situations.
Perfectly legal doesn't mean it's not supremely disgusting. Like,
yeah, another situation where maybe, just maybe, we need the laws to catch up to reality. WMFO Medford.
Every once in a while.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Don't let this rain get you down because it's not going to hang around too long. Although the clouds will. Lows fall back into the 50s tonight. Still be some heavy rain around all night. Tomorrow morning, the rain will eventually move out of here, giving way to sunshine in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Lows around 50 degrees tomorrow night. Friday, partly cloudy. Some rain moves in the afternoon. High around 60 degrees. Lows around 50 Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday, not too bad. Partly cloudy skies Saturday. High in the mid-60s. Springtime. Lows in the mid-40s Saturday night. And then on Sunday, a little bit cooler. Partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-50s. Lows around 40 degrees. Ready for summer? Because next week...
So hard.
Next week.
So hard.
Next week, folks.
By the way, you're...
Might be scraping 80.
Yours truly. Her birthday's next week.
Might be scraping 80 next week, kids. So
scraping 80.
Yeah, so from snow to 80 degrees in 3 weeks.
Well,
yes.
That's wonderful because actually my plan for my birthday next week... Oh, I don't want to spoiler alert my what's hot. But suffice it to say, my birthday's next Thursday. Something cool is going to happen that night. And then the next morning, I'm hanging out at Revere Beach all day.
Nice.
With Kelly's roast beef.
There you go. Should be a good day for it.
Yeah. I was going to say, now it might actually be a beach day. I was planning on it being like a picnic day, but I might have to bathing suit
That's the day that we're looking at possibly hitting 80 degrees. So, hey. Although the beach is going to be cooler because you got the sea breeze and the what you have you.
Whatever. I don't get cold.
It is The Big Picture. I'm Derek Gary. She's Shea Spillane. The phone number is 855-915-9636. When we come back, did you hear all the other stories that caught our attention this week here on WMFO Medford?
The next time you're buying bacon, look through that window on the package. I'm Sarah Beck, consumer meat specialist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. All bacon packages must have a transparent window so you can see a representative slice. And chances are, if you check the window, you can get the kind of bacon you like. Bacon with a high proportion of lean is obviously a better buy. Bacon with the lean distributed as streaks throughout the slice will be more attractive and crisper when cooked.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Chase Belaine. With me, as always, is Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock if you want to give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. Now it's time for one of our most favorite segments called Did You Hear? Where we quiz each other on various news stories from last week.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm going to start off with Madame Tussauds.
That's the wax museum. They've got branches all over the place. I didn't hear anything specific about them that I recall.
Come on, dude.
Did I miss something then?
You missed a huge something.
Did stuff melt?
I wish. That would be a way better story.
My favorite Madame Tussauds story is something melted.
Well, no. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer was on hand at Madame Tussauds in New York on today to help unveil the museum's newest addition, which was a wax figure of First Lady Melania Trump. The wax Melania Trump is part of a larger installation titled Give Melania a Voice, which will allow visitors to publish tweets on behalf of Melania. I'm sorry, I can't not laugh while I tell this story.
That could be fun.
That I feel like it's going, they're setting them. Oh, by the way, it's at MT Melania Moments. That's the Twitter page.
Nice.
You can do that at. I feel like it's going to be real mean.
You know it's going to be real mean. That's the way we do it on the internet in this country.
Yes, we do.
Gil Santos.
I know I heard something about this. Let me look through my notes. No. As soon as you start saying it, I'm going to get really upset.
The longtime voice of the New England Patriots passed away on his birthday last Thursday at the age of 80. Good run.
Get it.
For Gil Santos. And it's interesting because he grew up speaking Portuguese and grew up to become, for my money, possibly one of the greatest sports broadcasters of all time. Certainly one of the best football radio broadcasters of all time. Having listened to football calls from all over the country, nobody did it like Gil. Gil told you everything that was happening with the play and painted the picture for you. So even if you were, you know, driving or out in the middle of nowhere, you understood exactly what was happening on that field. He called 743 games over 36 seasons. And the call that he will probably be best remembered for is this one. At the end of Super Bowl 36.
Johnny Paxton will snap from the far hash mark, angle to the left for Adam Vinatieri, 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go, snap, ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the National Football League!
That's about as good as it gets. That's up there with the Giants win the pennant, and all those other great. That call actually was used in a cell phone commercial a couple of years later. I think Sprint ran it. But it's become one of the most famous calls of recent years. And I miss Gil calling the games for the last couple of seasons. I will miss hearing the sound of his voice. He was an amazing broadcaster.
Like Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with Hubble.
The Space Telescope, they just released, it's the 28th anniversary. Yes. But they just released...
28th birthday. Have some respect.
They just released a new enhanced colorized image of that nebula.
Yeah, the Lagoon Nebula.
The Lagoon Nebula, which is even more stunning than the original image. And probably the sort of thing that you can throw $30 at and get a nice art print for your wall.
I've always been super into space and all of that. But it's been a long time since I've looked through like a gigantic... telescope.
Yeah.
This is making me want to.
Yeah.
The images are, by the way, you can find them on the internet. They're absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely worth seeing.
Yes.
Long Street. It's in Toronto.
In Toronto? Then I have no idea. Probably when you tell me.
It's in Toronto.
In Toronto. Oh, yes. Bao, the Pixar film? No?
Did you miss the attack on the pedestrians on Tuesday?
Evidently so.
Evidently you did. 25-year-old Alex, I'm probably going to get this wrong. Alex Manassian.
Oh, good. You're going to look dumb now.
Ran down people, killing 10 and injuring at least 14.
Shite.
In a rented Ryder van, Manassian may have deliberately targeted women in his rampage. Shortly before the attack, he posted to Facebook, quote, "The incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. All hail Supreme Gentleman Elliot Roger." Elliot Roger.
Oh, God. He was the worst. That is the worst... That was honestly, and I know that it's weird to say, that was my least favorite spree shooter, but this guy, for those of you who don't recall...
Well, you're a total Stacy, so I can understand why.
Shut up. For those of you who don't recall, this was the guy at UC Santa Barbara. Super privileged kid, son of a movie producer, who was so pretentious and terrible that no girls wanted to hook up with him.
Yeah.
And so, as a result, he just drove around the UC Santa Barbara campus and various, you know, off-campus housing, all the frat houses, and just went on a shooting spree.
Killed six, wounded 14.
And killed six people, wounded 14 people, and left. The worst part is that he left a suicide video on YouTube beforehand, so all of this could have been prevented. It's weird because there was actually a guy I went to college with who, I don't know why I attract, I can't say the DB word on the radio, right?
No.
I think
douche is acceptable.
I would say, I don't know why I attract douches, but there was this guy who was a total trust fund kid when I was in college. He wore silk scarves to parties. Yeah.
Yeah. No, stay away from that guy.
But it was weird because I always rejected him. And then when the Elliot Roger thing happened, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, no. Like I could have been one of those people. But he ended up ultimately, he ran over somebody while in pursuit with police and then crashed into a car and ended up shooting himself.
Was he wearing a silk scarf at the time?
Probably.
Yeah.
But he is the ultimate version of someone who was just so pompous and arrogant that they felt obliged to do this.
Yeah. Anybody who's got that kind of an affectation, steer clear.
Just helpful advice. He had a YouTube channel for a year before he did this, and I've watched the videos just out of curiosity, and it's all, I don't understand why you girls don't like me. I'm so attractive. I'm so rich. I'm so this. I'm so that.
Apparently, this Manassian guy was so...
Oh, and he's a Manassian.
Was so nervous around women that when they came near him, he would run away. And yet, he's somehow an incel.
I used to hide behind trees. That doesn't mean I killed anybody.
Yeah, incel, by the way, for the older audience, is online slang for incelibate. Typically means voluntary. If you say I'm an incel, it means that you are voluntarily in celibate. Women don't like you. Women don't get you. Hey, guys, beta's gonna bait. That's all I'm gonna say.
Beta's gonna bait, 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 bait. Sorry, you set me up. Let's see. Jewel.
The singer?
No.
Like the precious stone?
No.
Oh, the e-cigarette?
Yes.
Somebody banned those? I know everybody's raising a huge
Somebody
furor.
Banned those. The Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA.
Oh, that's not somebody you want banning your product. You prefer that happens at a local level.
Well, they've launched what it calls a blitz to stop retailers from selling e-cigarettes to underage kids, with a special focus on the wildly popular Juul, a vaping device that looks like a flash drive. The FDA said it warned 40 stores about selling the products to children under 18 and said it had persuaded eBay to control listings. The agency asked the makers of Juul to turn over their marketing research and other documents to help explain why the product has so quickly taken off.
I can tell you why the product is so quickly taken off.
Because it's fun as hell.
Well, but why is it fun as hell? It is the Four Loko of e-cigarettes.
That's exactly when I read this article, because I've tried to do e-cigarettes. As our listeners who've listened for a long time know, I've actively tried to quit smoking multiple times, and I tried to switch to e-cigarettes, but it doesn't give the same effect, unfortunately.
These things have ridiculously amped up levels of nicotine in them.
And, like, without the actual effect of smoking tobacco.
Yeah.
It's just like Four Loko. Like, I've used one of these Juuls, just even literally, like, at a bar, someone had one. And they were like, hey, you want some of this? I'm like, is it pot? And they're like, no, it's just nicotine. And I'm like, oh. Oh, I'm out of cigarettes, so whatever. And then I take one hit, and I'm like, oh, hello.
Yeah. If all the kids are hitting it up, it's probably not something that should be on store shelves.
Precisely.
You know, if the kids are bored by it, then it's safe. Yeah, don't let the kids Juul.
Plus, I'll always remember when Four Loko became illegal in New York, my boyfriend at the time bought like 6 cases of it. It was just like, we're going to have a party and we're going to make Four Loko punch. And I was like, we're all going to die.
Yeah, that's not what that was ever meant for. I remember finding empty cans of the stuff in back of the building that I used to work in, because people from the neighborhood would go and buy it in the gas station next door and then drink it in back of our building and leave the can and stumble off somewhere. I don't know. George H.W. Bush
is originally from Milton, Massachusetts, but now lives in Texas.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Out of intensive care. He left the intensive care unit today, but will be at Houston Methodist Hospital for a few more days. He is alert. He is talking to hospital staff and family. And he told someone in the family that he is looking forward to going up to Kennebunk for the summer. So there was
Kennebunk is dope.
There was a little bit death watch going.
GHW.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a death watch going on HW after Barbara died and he went into ICU. But apparently he is recovering and people say he's.
I'm saying now he's just going to get awesome lobster rolls.
Yeah.
Premarital sex.
Fun. Highly recommended.
Well, obviously.
But with consent and use protection.
Yeah, clearly that's what I'm bringing up in my news story that I'm bringing up.
God, I heard something about this week, but I don't remember what it is.
The Trump administration has published its new plan for fighting teen pregnancy, and its messages to teen is clear. Don't have sex. Anyone who wants federal government money to fight teen pregnancy must choose from two approaches that includes preventing teens from having sex or persuading them to stop. Sex education advocates say it looks a lot like the abstinence-only approach they feared it would be.
Gee, do you think?
And they say they don't understand why programs that had been demonstrated to work are being tossed aside for a whole new approach that has proven not to.
Oh, don't be disingenuous. They're being tossed aside because they make the Bible thumpers angry, and you got to give them something.
I went to Catholic high school where our sex ed was don't have sex until you're married.
Yeah.
By the time I graduated, two girls got pregnant.
Yeah.
And within 3 years of my graduation, probably.
Yeah.
And within 3 years, and one of them by a Quincy Townie, as it happens. But within 3 years of my graduation, I'd say 30% of my class was married, if only to be able to have sex.
Yeah.
This form of sex education does not work. It doesn't. This is proving my point from earlier. This is not. He's taking us back like 50 years.
On the plus side. Well, on the plus
side. How can there be a plus side of this?
This is interesting because on the plus side, even with the abstinence education that happened during the Bush administration and the partial roll, because Obama never really totally rolled all of that back. He gave them more latitude, but it was left to the states to decide. You can implement whatever programs you want. So you still wind up with states like Kansas that are like, God will strike you down if you take your penis
out. That's what I'm saying, you know? Is he's trying to turn the entire country into Kansas, which is...
On the plus side, in spite of all of that...
My best friend from college is adopted because her 16-year-old mother from Nebraska... got pregnant because she had abstinence-only education.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the problem with it. But now here's the thing. In spite of that, if there's a silver lining to all of this, last year I remember seeing that the teen pregnancy rate in the United States was the lowest it had been in 20 years or 25 years, like since I graduated college, basically. And apparently, like, the kids today, they're just not into it. They're like, I would rather be using my screen and not...
No, it's actually because Planned Parenthood hadn't been defunded yet. And because at the age of 16 in most states, you can go and get birth control or get condoms or get an IUD or get a Nuva Ring or... Huh?
Anybody can get condoms.
Yeah, but you can get condoms for free. If any girls in high school are listening right now, you can go to Planned Parenthood and just walk in and scoop into their big bucket of condoms and get a bunch of free condoms. You better believe that they're good ones because it's Planned Parenthood.
If you go to a public school in Massachusetts, you can probably do the same thing in the nurse's office.
See, I went to a private Catholic school in Massachusetts, so I just had to listen to a girl in a kilt crying because she found out she was pregnant because she didn't know better.
Yeah.
Because they taught us abstinence only.
Rhythm method doesn't work, kids.
Helpful reminder from your friends here at the big picture. It doesn't work. Your turn.
Trunk delivery.
Oh, I've read something about this. Nope. No idea.
Whole new kind of junk in your trunk coming. Courtesy of Amazon, which will now, to prevent porch theft, because this is all about stopping the porch theft, they will now deliver packages to the trunk of your car. You will need Amazon Prime and a GM with OnStar or a Volvo with OnCall, as well as a willingness to let Amazon delivery people rifle through the stuff in your trunk. Amazon will unlock the cars remotely. Drivers will not get passcodes. Car thieves will follow the drivers and steal the car and the package after the package is delivered. So just be aware of that possibility.
Big Brother lives, is what you're saying.
I do not want the Amazon people in my trunk.
Nope,
I do not want them
in
my house. I don't know.
It's like that episode of Parks and Recreation in the last season. You ever watch that?
No.
Well, Grizzle is supposed to be like similar to Facebook, but on a larger scale. And they're trying to take them down. And then there are drones that just deliver random packages based on data mining to people's front doorsteps.
Yeah.
That is precisely
the Amazon
what
people
this feels
always
like.
Show up at my house at weird hours and look angry. So I don't want you in the trunk of my car.
I think that's fair. I'm gonna say Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
My last one.
The we didn't get a verdict on that thing today, did we?
No.
It is with the jury. But,
so that's the thing, is that it's his fate is once again in the hands of the jury after the dramatic retrial where the comedian was accused of sexual assault by half a dozen women. The jury began deliberating this morning. They have yet to come to a verdict. And they'll decide whether Cosby, who is 80, which blows my mind, is guilty of 3 counts of aggravated assault against one woman, Andrea Constand, who claims the comedian drugged and sexually assaulted her in his home in January 2004. The difference being that in this trial, unlike the first, prosecutors were allowed to call 5 more accusers in addition to Constand when originally she was the only one allowed to testify. Which is, I mean, that's a get.
Her testimony is pretty devastating in this whole.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when the story broke. I mean, it was before I even got back from Los Angeles. So it must have been like 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was when I was back just for a stint and I came on the show. It happened to break right then. And it was just her word against his. But her story, I mean, what college did she work at? Was it Villanova? Or
yeah. Well, not necessarily UPenn? Her, but the friend there who was saying, well, you know, we shared a room and she said, I got a plan to take down, or I could take down
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby if I wanted to. Yeah. So that does not help your case at all.
No.
The jury sent back a question to the judge today asking for a definition of consent, which may offer some insight into what they're thinking, but I get a feeling the cause is going to be hitting the pudding pops from his living room in another couple of days. Thank you to the jury. Binga, banga, boom.
That's the thing about, I mean, it's so difficult when, I mean, I grew up watching The Cosby Show. And when I first started doing a show here, you guys had the 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock record sitting over there.
Yep.
And I borrowed it to listen to it and was just like, this is genius and amazing. For those of you who aren't familiar, Bill Cosby has a record called the 8 o'clock show, 10 o'clock show, and it's purposely made to show the contrast between how you behave for the early show, which maybe is like family people and people who want to get home early, and the 10 o'clock show, which is a bunch of jerks who like to stay out late. Like, much like myself and Derek.
Gets a little blue.
Gets a little blue, if you will. But it's such a brilliant album. And this was all before all of this broke. And I remember this broke when I was back from California shortly. Yep. And it devastated me. And now it's just, I mean.
Well, I mean, I know that it devastated everyone.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a megalomaniac. Like, obviously, it devastated everybody. But it's such a weird story to watch develop.
Like, people my age were, like, completely lost with this. Like, the cause, not the cause, because the cause.
Because the jello.
The cause.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. That was a weak attempt at a Cosby impression.
We all grew up with Fat Albert. Like, everybody watched Fat Albert on Saturday mornings. Bill Cosby was on Sesame Street. We all watched The Cosby Show because that began like when we were teenagers and, you know, not old enough to drive. And it's like, we love Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was like, oh, that guy would be the coolest dad ever. Everybody wanted Bill Cosby to be their dad.
Exactly. Same with me. No offense, Dad.
Then you find out he's drugging women. And you're like, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Well, guys, what are you doing?
Well, it's just like, I mean, I always liken it to when I found out the truth about the cast of Full House, where like Bob Saget is one of the dirtiest men in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Dave Coulier was dating Alanis Morissette when she was 15 and he was 30.
Yeah.
Like things like that.
But they're Canadian. That's okay.
Oh yeah, that's allowed in Canadian.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
But that was definitely the most devastating blow, just to find that out. Even more than Jared from Subway.
Yeah, that was
bad. Does anyone still remember that?
Oh yeah, we all remember Jared from Subway. Uganda. Yeah.
Oh, I knew. Definitely read something about this.
This is hands down my favorite story of the past week.
I can't remember.
I've been waiting a week to talk about this.
You son of a FDA.
It's so good.
Nothing.
Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, would like to ban oral sex.
Dag nabbit, I did read that.
And he had a few things to say to the press in regard to this, which I will now share with you. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni said this, quote, "Let me take this opportunity to warn our people publicly about the wrong practices indulged in and promoted by some of the outsiders. One of them is what they call oral sex. The mouth is for eating, not for sex. We know the address of sex. We know where sex is."
Say sex again.
"You push the mouth there. You can come back with worms and they enter your stomach because that is a wrong address." So, folks, we know the address of sex. We know where sex is. The mouth is for eating.
Oh, well, thank God somebody cleared that up.
I may change the name of the show.
To the mouth is for
the
eating.
The mouth is for eating. Because,
oh, please do. That's going to be fantabulous.
If I change the name of the show to the address for sex, that's not going to bring the kind of listeners we want. 855-915-9636. When we come back, Facebook published their super secret community guidelines, and they're full of crap.
Yerp.
And we're going to dissect some of the crap right after this here on WMFO Medford.
international struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a Survive All shelter today.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
MFO Medford 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Shay Spillane. With me, as always, is the fantabulous Derek Gary.
Hoo-ha!
We're going to be here with you until 9 o'clock. If you want to give us a call, well, there's still time. It's 855-915-WMFO. And now we're going to talk about Facebook's updated community standards.
Well, these aren't necessarily updates. These, I don't know. They might be.
They
some
are,
of them clearly are.
I promise you they're updated because I have. This is something that I've looked at many times over the course of like, is this person allowed to post this / say this to me?
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, it's utter, oh God, I hate not being able to swear on the radio. Why aren't we England?
You know what it is? It's a horse shirt is what it is. These guidelines were written by someone wearing a horse shirt, and the net result is a product that is itself a horse shirt. So if you're looking to buy a good horse shirt, you can begin
by Facebook community guidelines.
Yeah, heading over to facebook.com/communitystandards/ and then sort of digging in 25 pages of nonstop fun. We read it so you don't have to. So where do we begin with this? Because there is...
I don't even... Like, I mean, I read the entire document, or I read each part of the document before it just made my head hurt and my eyes hurt and me roll my eyes so far into the back of my head that they couldn't read anymore.
Yeah.
It's all... I like to think of it as, first of all, too little, too late. And secondly, kind of not to be a advocate for the devil, but it seems somewhat the antithesis of the idea that Facebook put forth when they opened it to the general public. Because if Facebook was, you know, I wrote my senior thesis on Facebook.
Yes.
I have like a very specific and way too in-depth knowledge based view on Facebook. But when Facebook started, it was supposed to just be a way for college kids to keep in touch with the kids they went to high school with. And right. Also for them to, that was its main reason, was to be able to communicate with people from your own college, both socially, and you'd list your classes and then other people could list them too. And it would set you up, even if you weren't Facebook friends with somebody, to be like, hey, I missed last Tuesday. Do you have the notes from last Tuesday online? Like, can you send them to me?
I'm sure somebody somewhere was using it for that, but mostly people were using it to say, hey, who's got the weed?
But that's, well, that's what I'm saying is that originally, beyond that, that's why I said it's socially, that was the aspect I was trying to touch upon.
They were using it to say, hey, who's got Ted Dank buds?
Well, that was kind of a useless question because everyone knows it's me, but my point being that at its beginning, it was a very closed off, dare I say, kind of a secret society of just people who went to, I remember, snobby as I may have felt when this happened, I remember when they opened it to high schools and businesses, if you had, because it used to be you had to have an EDU address to join. And even when I first, because Facebook came out 3 months or a month into my starting my freshman year of college. So I was there at the baseline of it when it was very simple and had a very direct goal. And I remember when they opened it to, after I wrote my thesis, like literally I handed my paper in a week later, is when they opened it to high schools and grad schools and businesses and organizations. And then about 6 months later, they opened it to the general public.
Yep. Then your mom was on Facebook.
Yeah, that was fun. I had both my parents blocked for like the first year, and they complained to me about it. And I was like, will you not yell at me for what I post on there or post embarrassing things on my wall? If you can agree to both those terms, I'll not block you.
Yeah.
But it, the irony of all of this is that it used to be a safe, quiet place for this, like, small, again, not trying to sound like a snob, but it was this safe place for college students.
Right.
And then it became a safe place for anyone who had something that didn't end in com at the end of their email. It could be edu, gov, org, like...
By the way,
what have you.
It still is a place to get to dank buds. So, you know.
Tis.
But you gotta know how to ask for to dank buds or you're not getting them.
But I love the vast irony of the fact that they opened it to everything and all of us that had been there from the beginning were slightly annoyed, you know, just based on like the parent thing. And it was like a safe place where we could just be ourselves.
Where'd all this child pornography come from?
We loved that it was because there was MySpace, which anyone can join, and it was always like Facebook was the safe MySpace. And I find it so ironic that they forced this everyone can join and say what they want with abandon upon us. And now this, if you'll look at, and you can see it at facebook.com/community standards. They're basically restricting the very thing they allowed to happen.
Well, they are and they aren't. And this is where this gets problematic. And here's
I mean, there are 6 different sections of this document.
With subsections.
With subsections, yes.
Here's problem number one and why you are not going to read this. Maybe you are, but I'm going to guess.
I read the whole thing.
I know. We both did.
I would say I've lost, I don't know, 6 hours of my life now.
Yeah.
I've read it both twice.
We have to do this, and you're glad that you have us to do this for you. The whole thing is written in this juvenile pandering tone, which.
It sounds like an 11-year-old that wants to become a lawyer someday.
Here's an example.
That's the way this is written.
Here's an example. We will remove content that purposefully targets private individuals with the intention of degrading or shaming them. We recognize that bullying can be especially harmful to minors, and our policies provide heightened protection for minors because they are more vulnerable and susceptible to online bullying. Doesn't this sound like the kind of crap your kid brings home from school, written by some misguided teacher who thinks you do better when you talk to children as children? This is written for 5-year-olds, folks.
In an effort to prevent and disrupt real-world harm, we prohibit people from facilitating or coordinating future criminal activity that is intended or likely to cause harm to people, businesses, or animals. People can draw attention to harmful activity that they may witness or experience as long as they do not advocate for or coordinate harm. it really, I remember being in DARE in fifth grade, and it's just a very similar experience.
Yeah. And some of this you can tell exactly where it comes from. They give you
some of it.
They give you a, well, here's a good example.
They're covering their butts is what they're doing.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Here's one of them. You can't post images associated with criminal groups without, and this is their quote, context that condemns or neutrally discusses the content, end quote. That is there very specifically to keep the German government off their backs every time somebody posts a swastika. Because even looking at an image of a swastika is a crime in Germany. Possession of an image of a swastika is an absolute crime in Germany. So by saying, oh no, you can only post this if it's in context, and saying that Nazis are bad, that lets them off the hook with the Germans.
I'm trying to find, I have notes on this. I'm trying to find my favorite one that they...
You can't curse at a minor.
We recognize how important it is for Facebook to be a place where people feel empowered to communicate, and we take our role in keeping abuse off our service seriously. That's why we have developed a set of community standards that outline what is and is not allowed on Facebook. Our standards apply around the world to all types of content. They're designed to be comprehensive. For example, content that might not be considered hate speech may still be removed for violating our bullying policies.
They've got a whole section in here about how you can't promote marijuana, which I know they ignore. Because
I do that constantly.
Well, no, but because every dispensary in Nevada has a Facebook page that openly talks about, we are a marijuana dispensary that sells marijuana. Hey, here's the deals we have today on marijuana.
If you can legally get marijuana, come down and get our marijuana.
Come on down and get some marijuana. And yet they say, do not post content about non-medical drugs. Content. Now, we can't.
But that's the thing, is that you can't define. That's why this is such a ridiculous. And beyond any of this, like, this is a ridiculous document in and of itself. But beyond any of this, it's the mission they set out when they opened Facebook to the public. And I'm not trying to be a snob and be like, it should have just kept with this college kid. So I'm 10 years out of college. I don't care at this point. But the mission they set out to set forth was the entire world having a platform to say whatever the hell they want.
Right.
And now they're trying to regulate that after they already opened the floodgates.
Because advertisers don't want that.
But that's the thing, is that it's not a matter of, this wasn't made for us to be products.
Yes,
this
it was.
This wasn't made, but at its initial conception, or at least at how your average person who joins Facebook, they don't go into it to say, I'm going to help this giant billion-dollar corporation. I'm sorry.
No, you're going on because
multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Everybody else is already there doing it.
Everybody else is on it.
Yeah.
None of the public, it's a matter of, this is 10 years in the making that people are finally realizing
that
they're part of this social construct. They're part of this conspiracy. They're part of, like, you post that you like that random thing you got from Target, Facebook puts that in their memory.
Yeah.
Like,
and tells Target about it.
And tells Target about it and says, yeah, maybe make more of these stupid side-tie shirts because these 40,000 women like them.
Why do you think everybody wants you taking selfies with their products? Because it all gets fed into the algorithm, and then it's easier for them to market to you.
I hate it.
But back to the community standards. Here are a couple of my favorites in this. Do not post content depicting acts of physical harm committed against animals, except in cases of hunting, fishing, religious sacrifice, or food preparation. So the Santeria crowd, you're all good. Like, if there's a religious reason why you're killing that animal, boom. Put it up on Facebook. We're on board with that.
So can I still do like the magnifying glass ants thing and just say that I'm an ant killer as a religious view?
Absolutely. That's your religion. You're the great church of the...
I'm the great church of ant burning.
You're the great church of the burning flame and death to all the ants.
The great church of the burning flame. Oh my God, I might actually start that.
Videos. Do not post videos of dying, wounded, or dead people if they contain dismemberment, visible internal organs, charred or burning people.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at dismemberment.
Victims of cannibalism. This is where it gets funny. Unless in a medical setting.
Is there a medical setting where cannibalism is acceptable?
I am not seeing that doctor. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Jesus Christo.
Do not post images of real nude adults. And then they define...
Oh, that was one of my favorite ones.
Do not post images of real nude adults where nudity is defined as visible anus and or fully nude close-ups of buttocks unless photoshopped on a public figure. Let's linger on that one for a minute. You can't post your buttocks.
How are you getting away with it?
You can't post your buttocks in the context of them being your buttocks, but you can take a picture of your buttocks, Photoshop them onto Donald Trump's face, and post that.
Because that makes perfect sense.
This is the heart of the whole problem right here. This is the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
I was gonna say that's the point I was trying to make, is that it's hypocritical to create an environment where every walk of life, and I don't want to say good or bad because everything is objective, subjective, everything is subjective. Everything is, this is what's right for me. This is what's right for you. Maybe they're completely different and completely butt heads with each other, but that's what Facebook is creating an environment for every single person all over the world. They say it in their mission statement, in the introduction to this list of ridiculous community standards, that they purposely try to encapsulate the world over. And to say,
apparently a lot of people all over the world like photoshopping their buttocks onto public figures.
I mean, and like, you really can't admonish them for that, because that's awesome. It's absurd to open the door like that for everyone to be in a community where everyone can communicate with anyone in their most real, I can hide behind my keyboard sense, and then say, actually, you know, let's see, it's 2018. So 10 years, or I guess 11 years after we come out, I'm sorry, let's see, it came out in 2004. It was 14 years after we come out. We're just going, and after letting you say whatever you want for that over a decade, we're going to slap down some laws on you.
Well, Procter & Gamble doesn't like people saying anything. They don't want their ads associated with pictures of buttocks photoshopped on Donald Trump's face. Because I mean, that upsets their Trump-voting customers.
If I owned a company, I would find it hilarious if somebody photoshopped
a butt
onto Donald Trump's face.
The point that you bring up is excellent. But here's another one. You have page after page after page of rules and regulations here that say you can't post nudity, and you can't post sex trafficking, you can't post crime, and you can't post harm against animals. But really what it's all saying is you can't bully anybody, you can't bully anybody, you can't bully anybody. And then they turn around and they say you can Photoshop buttocks onto a public person's face, and that's okay. That little core of hypocrisy is the problem. Either you have a platform where everybody can be bullied, or you have a platform where
nobody
can be bullied.
Well, and to be frank, I mean, it's hard to say without getting people angry at me, but this day and age, everyone's a bunch of wussies. Don't get me wrong. I was bullied really badly.
Speak for everyone except me.
Between the ages of, I don't know, 11 and 14.
We'll compare bullying notes someday, and I bet I can beat you. And we were vicious in the 70s.
I promise you can't. But
did you ever bottle of urine dumped on your head?
I got locked in a bathroom stall and for 15 minutes and had girls throw toilet paper that they dipped in the toilets next door.
Yeah, it's not the same as a bottle.
Thrown, no, chip, like, punched at me.
Aged urine. Yeah.
Was it Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio?
No, it was...
Anyways, but no, my point being that being bullied both in my adolescence and in my adult life when I first started doing comedy, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now had that not happened. I'd be an accountant that kept myself. I would have nothing, and I'm not saying I relish it. I'm not saying it should have happened. I'm not saying it's okay. But I'm saying that sometimes the adversity is what makes you stronger, is what makes you good,
sure,
is what makes you find the strength to do things. Like, if I, yeah, I can't imagine. And honestly, that's part of, I hate to say it, but that's part of what Facebook is for, is to bully each other. Like, even when I started doing comedy, I had a bunch of comedians bullying me, and I almost flipped out once, and Joe List, who is a fantastic comedian, put his hands on my shoulders and was like, we're doing this because we like you, and we think you're going to be good, and we want to make you better. Just stick it out. And while that was a total cop-out, it did make me better.
See, to me, the bigger problem is, if you want this family-friendly environment, and you want to keep the advertisers happy, then... No hate speech of any kind whatsoever. No bullying public figures, because
it should be all or nothing.
The reason individuals get bullied is because they go on Facebook and what do you see? Public figures getting bullied all day long. That is the environment that you create. And until Facebook is willing to address that core hypocrisy, all of these, all 25 pages of this community standard guidelines, utterly meaningless. This is WMFO Medford.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
WMFO Medford 91.5. You're listening to The Big Picture. I am Chase Blaine. With me, as always, is Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock. We're wrapping things up at this moment. And now we're going to tell you what's hot, which is the coolest thing that happened this past week or this coming week. And for me, I must say, next Thursday is my birthday.
Yay!
And not tomorrow, so don't get super excited, but a week from tomorrow. But I'm going to celebrate with my favorite Boston band, which is Legends of Summer. They're going to be performing at Bostonia Public House at 9 p.m. next Thursday, May 3rd. If you want information about the band, go to legendsofsummerband.com and you can get everything there. And I hope to see you all. Everyone's invited, so come play with me and see how tall the body behind this voice is.
It's quite tall, I assure you.
It is.
So the M&M's people are doing a little thing that sort of slipped under the radar with everything else that's going on in the world. They have three new flavors out, and they're asking people to vote on their favorite.
I'm eating one right now.
And the winner is going to continue to be a flavor. The other will disappear and only be a memory in your mind. One of them, we're going to try each of the three over the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're starting this week with Crunchy Raspberry.
The Crunchy Raspberry, very good.
The other is Crunchy Mint and Crunchy Espresso. Each one of these has a piece of flavored puffed rice in the center, kind of like your breakfast cereal. And I will say, as far as the raspberry goes, I'm finding it a little too intense.
I think the mint... I told you I was eating them, guys.
Yeah. A little too heavy on the raspberry flavor.
You got to have raspberry if you're going to be raspberry. I think the espresso is going to be the winner because espresso goes so nicely with both chocolate and with anything like starchy, like a crispy rice thingamajog.
I'm not saying that if you offered these to me, I would be angry. I would not. I would eat the whole bowl.
I mean, I just ask you for seconds when you pour them towards me.
I would probably prefer one of the other flavors better, but 2 weeks to go. We'll see.
WMFO Medford, you are listening to The Big Picture. We're going to close things out tonight with how we usually close things out, which is that that's a thing that happened, which is just the craziest story we've heard in the last week. For me, this was so intriguing. There's a blue house in Central Florida that's hard to miss. It's somewhat famous among people who live nearby. It's